This podcast is being brought to you by Stellar Blu Technologies, the official website developer and multimedia company for The Mile of Music. Please check us out at stellarbluetechnologies.com. The Mile of Music offers 1 mile of free musical performances with over 200 artists and well over 900 shows throughout the four-day event. This is a must-attend annual event for the Fox Cities, and it's growing every year. Over 80,000 people attended the festival in 2018, and it's getting better every year. I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce Girl Blu.
Yes, Girl Blu.
Yes. Thank you for taking the time to come and visit with us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Hey, you know, share with us how you first heard about The Mile Music, how you got involved. Love to hear that story.
Sure. I heard about it through Wild Adriatic. I live in Troy, New York, so they're right around the bend. And they wanted to take me out, I think, at New Year's. It was New Year's a couple of years ago. So I came out with them, and we did the New Year's Eve mile stuff, and then we did a few more shows in town. So it was like a week, and it was just amazing. The town was, like, so good to me. They sold me out of CDs. They were just really, really wonderful people. And so then I came back for mile this year, last year.
Very good.
Yes, yeah.
Can I come back next year, too, we hope?
I really hope so.
Also great. Awesome, awesome. So what drew you to the music industry? I mean, that's like a question, but maybe I would elaborate. You know, when was that epiphany that you knew music was really the thing that was your driving force, you know, your passion?
Yeah, since I was a very, very little child, it's all I've ever wanted to do. I was literally writing little songs when I was five. I've always wanted to do it. So I never really feel like I made a choice. I feel like as an adult, and since I've been doing it now, I've had to sort of make my own little mental choice of, like, no, I actually am doing this. I really love this. Like, reaffirm it for myself.
Sure.
But I've always been very, like, ambitious in that way and very strong to the idea that, like, nope, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. This is what I want to do. And
that's great.
Yeah.
Who are you inspired by? I mean, you know, if you listen to somebody's music, who inspires you and why? You know, I mean, what do you find in it compelling?
I've always loved really great lyrics. I love storytelling in songs. So when I was younger, it was a lot of hip hop
music.
Yeah, it's hip hop music and musical theater. Even my older sister did a lot of musicals, so I was really into, like, the story of that. And then singer songwriters. So I love, you know, I love Joni Mitchell. I love Ani DiFranco. I love people who really take time to tell stories in their songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inspired by that.
Communicating an idea and more in depth, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You write from your experience? Is that a place that gives you inspiration as well?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And then as I get older, it's a little less just cathartic and more creative, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Sure it does.
As I become more settled as a human, I can be a little more, like, telling stories that aren't always my own, but I'm always in there. I can't help it.
Right, yeah, goes with it. Yeah, once angst start to settle down.
Yes, exactly.
I hear you. You know, explain your creative process. What inspires you first to write a song, and then how do you go about, you know, developing it? Do you start with the lyrics? Do you start with the song itself, the music, the melody? Where do you start?
Usually, I don't really plan it too far ahead. I always say I have, like, months where I'm writing all the time and then months where I'm not writing at all. And usually during that time, I keep notes in my phone or I'll write down little ideas. And then it does feel like the floodgate opens or some kind of tap opens. And then I'm just, my brain is, like, able to connect things in a way that turns into something complete. And at that time, I'm just writing all the time. I just find it really easy to connect creative ideas. So then I'll go back into those notes and pull things out. So it'll usually start from the lyrics. But then sometimes if I'm playing something, it'll turn into there, and then I can pull a note and tell a story in that kind of way. So it's not a super planned thing for me. It just...
So you have these big bursts of all of a sudden it's just flowing out of you,
yeah.
And then a couple of months. Well, you got to have time to practice, don't you?
I practice every day, yeah. So I practice a lot of, like, it's a lot of technical stuff. And then I'll go through periods where I give myself time to write. I just have been so busy. So I make the time to practice my instrument and to, you know, vocalize every day. And I play so many shows that I'm playing all the time. But the writing is it's like almost, it is like journal entry or something. It's like a very personal part of me.
Do you find that when you write a song and the more you've performed it, it starts to evolve a little bit?
Totally. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Especially now playing live a lot more, you can actually start to see how the way you play a song affects how the audience hears it.
Oh, I suppose. So
different arrangements, people will like the song better. And you would think when you're younger, you know, if it's a good song, that'll come through. But not always. Like, you have to perform it in a certain way. So that's a great thing about playing live a lot is you can change, okay, when I say that like that, people hear it a little bit better. They receive it a little bit better. So that will change. And then the song will change for you. The meaning of it will change as you play it more.
Well, that's interesting. So that feedback really is a huge component of how you write and perform. And
it's become that way. Mm-hmm. It didn't used to be. When I was younger, it was like very isolated, and I still write alone. But I do find I'm really open to what the audience thinks.
Cool, that's great. That way you're playing to your fans. Yes. You're getting to understand how they're perceiving your performance.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, you know, what is an average day like in aerial?
Usually... I'm grateful to be a full-time musician now, so that's very good. So on a usual day, I wake up, I go to the gym, I have breakfast, and then I have like a couple different practice sessions throughout the day, so I'll do my first one, then I'll write, then I'll do all the computer work, which takes forever. People don't think for a musician, like, I swear, like 70% of everything is answering emails or booking, making posts, doing the social media, doing all that, making videos. So it's all that stuff, and then practice again, and then usually I have a show at night. So,
yeah. Well, self-promotion. You still got to do it.
Constant.
You got to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
So you just said you write by yourself, so I assume you don't collaborate with others then? Or is that not something that... Or do you sometimes on occasion? Or?
I have, for sure, in the past. I don't... It's very hard to find the right collaborator, especially because... I feel like I write from a really very, very personal place, and I have trouble being witnessed doing that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. Sure.
So
sure.
It's like at that, I do better.
You're
if
private. You feel more safe in the private.
Yeah, I can explore ideas more safely. And then, you know, I'm cool with if I have a base idea, with bringing that to someone and seeing where it can go from there. But the initial idea, I get very self-conscious.
Sure.
If someone's around.
Well, it's real personal. And... You make yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
So if somebody's criticizing how you're feeling, that can be.
Yeah, I get it.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. You know, how do you respond and interact with fans? I mean, how do you promote yourself with your fans and respond to them when they reach out to you and things like that?
Yeah. So I do all the Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. Instagram's great. I do YouTube videos. And then I do something.
I've seen many of them. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Good, yeah.
And then I do Patreon online, which is an online community for my music. And it's like an online subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put out a song a month, and I post all updates about what I'm doing and behind the scenes stuff for super fans. So
my son is huge into Patreon.
Awesome.
He's
very
musical
very cool.
himself, so he just loves it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how I heard about it.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. What is your favorite part about your line of work? And what is your favorite part? Is it the, I don't think it's the traveling, but the performing and some of the other things? Or
yeah. No. It's hard to say, actually name that feeling. It's just really fun.
Okay.
The more you do it, it's the best part, I think, is that I get to spend my working hours mastering the thing that I feel really passionate about.
Awesome.
That's like an amazing feeling to play a lot and to watch yourself get better at the thing that you want to be better at.
Yeah, that's a blessing, in fact.
It's a huge blessing. So it's complete joy.
So have you ever had to deal with performance anxiety?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty introverted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's weird that I perform. I'm not like a... I don't really like... being the center of attention in my normal life. So definitely I've had a lot of stage fright and performance anxiety. I think just doing it a lot helps.
Sure.
You know, and you have to separate. You just put on a little bit of the persona. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm Girl Blue and not Ariel. there's
so
that little bit of separation.
You got it. Absolutely. Well, and the feedback from the you know, that validation you get from performing live.
The fact that people like it.
That's huge, yeah. That's got to help with the being more outgoing a little bit, you know. Because people are more likely to accept you, that they like what you do. Yeah. So it takes a little bit of that anxiety off.
Yeah.
Sure. So tell me about your favorite performance venues. Where do you really like to play? I mean, what trips your trigger?
I really loved, I just played there this morning again, the Lawrence Chapel.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's my gosh. Yeah. It's an amazing place to sing in. That's definitely one of my favorites. I'm trying to think where else I played. I played Copper Rock here last year. I loved that. I'm doing that again twice this year.
Oh, very good.
And that's a nice room because it's just so intimate, but you can still fit a bunch of people in there, but it feels so intimate. And so, I don't know.
Oh, that's good. I would like to elaborate on that. Do you prefer performing to a larger crowd or to a, sounds like a smaller intimate group is more comfortable?
I think, I've been doing solo so much in the past couple years. So I am itching for bigger crowds now. So I brought the band this year. So I'm excited to have a bigger crowd now. But I do love an intimate crowd.
So tell me about your band. I mean, because you've traveled pretty much by yourself for a long time. So this is a big change for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm lucky. My good friends, they're in a band called Dark Honey. And it's their first year at Mile. So they're performing every day. They're doing their own sets. And then they're backing me for...
Oh, very cool.
For half of my fest. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So it's just awesome, especially because I've been playing by myself for so long. So some of my songs, I'm just so tired of.
You play them a thousand times.
You play them enough, yeah. And so some of those ones that I play by myself, we play it with the band. It feels like a whole new thing,
cool.
And now I love it.
Sure, refreshes
songs.
It.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's totally different than the solo. Sure. It's really fun.
Brings your passion back to that song that you've played so many times.
And it's just fun to play with other people.
Sure.
It's fun to have, to not have like all the weight on you to be doing everything. And it's also
especially on those days when you really don't feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you still got to be up there and be positive and upbeat. And inside you're not there. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So having a full band, you know, what is that? Is that something that you think you're going to continue to do? Or is that, definitely. Okay.
I think, as long as I can afford it, for sure. If I could afford to just take the band everywhere, I would.
That's pretty cool.
Most part, you know. I'm gonna take it slowly. And those guys are their own band, so
sure.
You know, I'll do whatever I can with them because I love them and we vibe really well.
That's very important.
It is. Critical, yeah. So I'm gonna start. I think we have after Mile, we have like three shows on the book, so start to do it slow. And I'd like the band shows to be a feature, you know.
Sure.
Maybe they're not all the time, but those are, you know, big ones to come to. I just want to have dynamic in what I do. I want the band show, even in moments of the band show, to feel like the solo show, if that makes sense.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Yeah absolutely. Yeah. There are musicians that are backing you up, but you're still
Girl
Blue on the
stage
doing your thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hear you. It adds a depth and probably, you know, more of the arrangement becomes a bigger issue than at that point.
Yeah.
Because when you're just doing it yourself, it's
yeah.
The arrangements is a little simpler.
Yes, but you have to leave a lot to the imagination. So I'm excited that I get to fill in some of the gaps, especially just sonically. Like I think a lot of people, there's a lot of openness as far as like what direction I could go. So I think with the band, it's pretty clear. Like what sonic direction I'm taking it. So it's exciting.
So, you know, finding the band and meshing styles and working together, that can be challenging for a lot of musicians because some are very much invested in their own style.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then working together brings in a variety of different dynamics.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't have to tell you. I'm sure you've been there, done that. But tell me, how do you navigate that? What's the best way to really bring people together and share and collaborate so that it still has the sound that you want
of the
song that you've been performing for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm curious about that.
Yeah, so, I don't know how this, my process might have been a little different because I had made demos of pretty much everything for them, so they learned the demos.
Got it, okay.
But then there were certain stuff, especially like the drummer, Josh, who's playing, absolutely amazing, and he just knows what to do. So that sort of thing, like some of my demos were literally just like you know, finger tapping in a thing, like this kind of a thing, and he just knows what to do.
He picked it right up.
Yeah, so it was really, really easy for some reason.
Oh, that's great.
Get them together. And because they all play together, so, you know, they have a tight sound already, and they're just applying it to my songs. So
very good.
Very cool.
Very
yeah.
good. Sounds like you're real excited about it.
I'm very excited.
Very good. Very good.
Very,
very good. Well, I just wanted to thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to share with the fans that we haven't talked about?
Yeah. So I did. I know we talked about the band and all the solo shows I've been doing. So I did put out in July, on July 5th, I put out a live solo EP called Home Movies. So I'll have that at Mile for sale. It's just me and guitar, because I know last year at Mile, people were asking for that, and along the road, people
make sure we get the word out.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
okay,
it's coming to me.
Well, thanks again. We
thank
really
you
appreciate
so
your
much.
Time.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah,
so, you know, be sure to add the Mile to your music, attend, must-attend festivals. There's no other venue where you can experience more music that is absolutely free. 60-plus locations, 200-plus artists, over 900 shows. Stellar Blue Technologies, the official website developer and multimedia company for the Mile of Music. Thanks, Girl Blue, for spending so much time with us. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best at Mile.
Thank you.